The crowd asks for a sign. This is a theme in the Gospels, isn't it? How many times they ask for a sign? What they're saying is, force us to believe. But nobody can be forced to believe. It's got to be a free interior act of entrusting yourself to God. I believe you. You can't be forced to do that. The signs, you see, will give us, if you make this distinction, faith which is acceptance and faith which is communion, right? Yeah, you must be from God. That's really great. Well, we'll listen to you. No, you won't. See, that's faith by acceptance. We know, yeah, we acknowledge something's going on. Or we acknowledge Jesus is the Son of God. We acknowledge that the church is the body of Christ. We acknowledge, you know. But acceptance or acknowledgement, it's not communion. It's not communing with the Lord Christ. It's not knowing the Father, receiving the Holy Spirit. That's faith which is communion. Now, the whole purpose of the new evangelization is to move the Catholic Church from the faith which is acceptance to the faith which is communion. Because this faith which is acceptance is a very fragile thing. It only works until they want a divorce or want to get rid of a pregnancy, or and then it doesn't work. And you see the problem. You know, we priests talk about the Easter bunnies on Sunday, Easter Sunday. You know, all of a sudden, the church is chock-a-block full. Well, where are these people the other 364 Sundays? Or what are 51 Sundays? They're not bad people. And they accept, you know, yeah, sure, I'm a Catholic. Because it goes very deep, Catholicism. Because there's sacraments, there's a fact. I don't know if they still even bother to put it down, but on the hospital form, you're filling in to be admitted to the hospital, one of your questions is religion. And everybody puts none but the Catholics. They always put Catholic, even if they haven't been to church for 30 years. Because it has that effect on all of us, on our whole being. And one of the reasons is the sacraments. They're psychosomatic. They impact our body, our psyche, our imagination. And they make us different. I've noticed this. Most all of the really powerful feminists were all Catholic. And I felt it was because in their life they had that tenor of spirit that comes from receiving the Eucharist. So here, give us a sign. That'll be impressive, you know, I mean, and we'll accept. We're not going to change. We're not going to do anything. But we'll acknowledge. And we'll follow you around and listen to you because you're a good preacher. I mean, you're really encouraging us. And my Lord, so that, and they quote the text from Psalm 78, probably. Jesus says to them, "Amen, amen. I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven." Trying to move them from acceptance, yeah, I got by all that, to communion. I'm the true bread. You see? The bread of God that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. That's the bread of God. What is that? That's wisdom. That's knowing. That's communion. That's as far as the Lord is going so far in this discourse. I'm the bread. And as it develops, finally, he's the bread. But so far, we're just getting this invitation, you see. Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said, I'm that bread. You see, whoever comes to me will never hunger. Come to Jesus. That's one of the Johannine synonyms for faith. Because it's communion. Come to Jesus. You see? Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Now we're being invited to take Jesus in. He's bread. You see? He's wine. So far as wisdom. Take him in. See, the whole purpose of a catechumenate is to get people ready to be baptized so that they will hunger and thirst for Jesus. And that's completed there at the Eucharist, right? But they have to come and they have to have communion with him. This is the great art of that catechetical program, forgot the name of it right now, but you know the catechumenate. Yeah, it's done well. It's to move people from being convinced this is a good thing and I'm going to do it and I'm sure it'll work out okay and I'm, you know, to I love Jesus. Isn't that the point? And so you see, the bread, my Father gives the bread of God. You see, he gives it right now. As we read the other day, remember? From the Pope's thing on Verbum Domini. When the word is preached, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. It's not Francis. And it is, he is present in that word in a way that is analogous to the bread and wine. Don't forget that. You know, we only said, you know, only talked about it a week ago. How many people thought about it since then? You know, we're so dumb. And we're at our fingertips. Whatever keeps us interested, we're there. So the discourse is just beginning. You see? So they ask him, like, you remember the Samaritan woman, sir, let me have that water. That would be nice. I wouldn't have to come here all the time. You see? She accepts. He can give water. But she expects this water. And you see the other texts, like in Sirach, he gave them the water of life and the bread of wisdom, or the bread of understanding, really. He feeds our spirit. You see? That's why, before we celebrate the Eucharist, we always have this celebration of the bread of God. And so then, whoever comes to me, which is, as I said already, that's a synonym for belief. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. See, to believe is to take in. It's to take in. It's not just to assent. It's communion. That's the challenge in those 40 days to get people ready to hunger and thirst for Jesus. The very Word of God, the Son of the Father, eternal, glorious, infinite, powerful, full of love. That's who we are given here and here.